Good morning, everyone. I'd like to invite you to our transportation and planning meeting for Monday, July 7th. I note that Supervisor Miley is in transit and unable to be with us in person, and therefore we will not be holding a formal meeting, but rather an informational item that we will be discussing. So there's no real need to take roll call, I don't believe. However, is Supervisor Miley able to be online with us? His staff is online, wonderful. And he may be able to join us remotely, but because he's not in the room, we cannot have, well, thank you. We cannot have a formal meeting. So I don't think we need to take roll call or anything, is that right? Yeah, so we'll just proceed directly with item one, which is an informational item. This is a discussion about the priority conservation area, PCA, nominations to the Metropolitan Transportation Commission / Association of Bay Area Governments, about the potential nomination of unincorporated area PCAs for approval by MTC ABAG for the purchases of supporting local conservation. We'll have a brief staff report. We will have questions that I can have asked. We will have public comment on this item. So any members joining us in person or online that would like to make comments, you'll be welcome to do so. And we will also have general public comment. With that said, I'll ask our planning team, Ali Abers, to present a brief staff report. Is that right?
Yes, thank you, Supervisor Halbert. And I have my mask on today because I had a COVID exposure, so apologies for that. So I'm here today to present about an item that your board will be hearing on Thursday. This is about priority conservation areas. Next slide, please, Tisa. So PCAs are geographic areas that are nominated by local jurisdictions like cities and counties and recognized by the Association of Bay Area Governments as spaces that provide important environmental and or recreation benefits in the Bay Area. PCA designations support the PCA grant program support the goals of Plan Bay Area 2050, which is the adopted long-range regional plan for housing, the economy, transportation, and the environment. PC designations are largely symbolic, and they acknowledge the importance of designated areas for things like biodiversity, agricultural sustainability, climate resilience, or recreational access. And this map here shows some of the more than 180 existing PCAs that have been adopted by ABAG since the program began in 2007. On February 18th of this year, ABAG opened a call for local governments to nominate new PCAs. So this is an opportunity for this jurisdiction to make some nominations. ABAG accepts nominations during open cycles, which occur about every 3 years, but it's not on a regular cycle, so we don't know when the next one will be. ABAG has extended its deadline. It was going to be in June. It is now July 25th, so we have a few more weeks to finalize our nominations. Next slide, please. So like I said, PCAs are largely symbolic, but there is a practical purpose, and that is nominating a PCAs to ABAG identifies these areas as areas that are eligible for funding through ABAG's PCA grant program. And that grant program allows eligible entities to pursue enhancement projects or acquisition projects within those designated PCAs. So some of the entities that are eligible to apply for those PCA grant funds are cities, counties, parks districts, other special districts, and nonprofits. And since 2013, the PCA grant program has provided over $38 million in funding to projects on those PCA designated lands over the course of three grant cycles, which happened in 2014, 2019, and just last year. And part of the interest in making these nominations at this point is that ABAG anticipates releasing another PCA grant program call for projects for $8 million this year. So this is just some examples of the types of projects that were funded by the PCA grant program in 2024. So they really vary from urban areas to rural areas, including bicycle and pedestrian projects, farm to market projects, wildlife connectivity projects, urban greenways, et cetera. And the grant amounts can range from anywhere to about $150,000 to $1 or $2 million, so depending on the type of project. Next slide, please. So this is a really important piece, and I wanted to bring this up because it did come up in some of our public process, which is that PCA designations are entirely non-regulatory, and they have no impact on land use designations or zoning. Local jurisdictions, so in this case the county, maintains planning and permitting authority over PCA-designated property. And your board would be able to modify or remove PCA designations during any open PCA nomination cycle. So they're also not permanent. PCA designations, importantly, are not conservation easements. They have no impact on future development. And property owners whose land is within a designated PCA would maintain their full possessory and development rights. Next slide. So are there existing PCAs in unincorporated Alameda County? The answer to that question is yes, there are a few. So the entirety of the South Livermore Valley and North Livermore Valley and these other areas on the map, so Bethany Reservoir, the Tesla Park area, Cedar Mountain, those are all already designated PCAs and have been since 2008. So that's something to know. Those are all areas that would be also eligible to apply, you know, in which an eligible entity could apply for grants. Next slide, please. So what about the urban unincorporated areas? There are no PCAs within the urban unincorporated areas. However, HARD, the Hayward Area Recreation and Parks District, and Alameda County are both considering nominations in this cycle. So that would be a first for the urban unincorporated areas. Next slide, please. So in response to the call for nominations, planning staff sought initial input from the Agricultural Advisory Committee and developed some draft nominations that were designed to support implementation of board-adopted policies in the general plan. We presented some initial draft PCAs to the Eden Area MAC, the Fairview MAC, Castor Valley MAC, the Sunol Citizens Advisory Council, the Ag Advisory Committee, and to the Planning Commission for input, and we've made adjustments to our proposal based on what we heard at those meetings. And then we worked with ABAG because we have to confirm that the geographies are eligible through their program. And the finalized draft PCAs that we're going to present on Thursday are shown on this map. So those are the Environmental Justice Priority Communities Green Zone, which is number one. Number two, Sunol Area Creeks. Number three is the South Bay Aqueduct Trail. Number four is a PCA that is proposed to be called Regional Trail Connectors in the Working Landscape. And number five would be called Resilient Fairview. All right, next slide, please. So just a note about the process. So as part of the outreach for this project, we also had, staff had also proposed a sixth PCA, which consisted of creeks in the upper San Lorenzo Creek watershed. And that's within the community of Castro Valley. This proposal was met with strong opposition from the Castro Valley MAC and from the Canyonlands community, so residents of the Castro Valley Canyonlands. And as a result of that feedback, staff is no longer recommending that this PCA go forward for adoption by your board. So that was part of the community process, was determining which of these nominations had community support and which did not. Next slide, please. So on to the list that we are planning to continue to propose. So this first PCA is called the Environmental Justice Priority Communities Green Zone. And on this map, you can see sort of those colorful areas. Those are the urban unincorporated areas of Ashland, Cherryland, San Lorenzo, Hayward Acres, and Castro Valley. And then the hashed area is the proposed PCA. And that is Environmental Justice Priority Communities as defined by your board in the Environmental Justice Element, which was adopted last year. So this would be a community-wide priority conservation area that supports ABAG's emphasis on PCAs in equity priority communities. It also supports adopted policy in the EJ element to establish a green zone, which is what this would be called. Funding within this PCA, so this would make this area eligible for to apply for funding through the PCA grant program, could help to support a variety of implementation of a variety of actions within the EJ element, including, for example, development of an urban forest plan. We did come to your board a few months ago letting you know that we'd received a CAL FIRE grant to fund that activity, but those are IRA grant funds, which are federal and are currently on hold. So just one example of the type of project that this could support. This proposal had unanimous support from the Eden Area MAC on May 13th of this year. The Castro Valley MAC voted against this proposal as part of that larger opposition that I mentioned to that San Lorenzo Creeks PCA. However, we didn't hear any specific feedback against the nomination of these urban areas. The majority of the feedback that we heard at that meeting was about those creeks that we are no longer proposing. And then just to note, there's a few, you can see a few cutouts in the area. Those are Hard Parks, Hayward Area Recreation and Parks District Parks, and Hard is planning to nominate those separately, and we can't nominate the same areas. So that's why those are cut out, not to be excluded, but to be nominated by another jurisdiction, a special district. So next slide, please. Oh, and then, yeah, just to note, sorry, I've added a slide to my own deck. To note that, so staff is continuing to recommend the inclusion of Castro Valley's environmental justice priority community census tracts within that priority community green zone, despite Castro Valley MAC's vote against that. And this is largely to be consistent with the environmental justice element that your board adopted, and also noting that there was no specific opposition voiced by the Castro Valley MAC to this nomination in the urban areas. So that's why we continue to recommend that be adopted by your board. Okay, so moving on to the Sunol Area Creeks. As shown on this map, this is about 60 miles of creeks that are centered on the community of Sunol, which is shown by that little triangle there. This is proposed in support of the Sunol community's efforts to seek funding for flood hazard relief, as that community's been really impacted by floods over the last few years. It also supports multiple policies within the East County Area Plan, emphasizing the multiple benefits of creeks for habitat, recreation, et cetera. And this nomination has broad support from the Sunol CAC, which provided a letter of support from the City of Hayward, the City of Pleasanton, which actually have small areas in this nomination. You can see the sort of the top, the northern part, reaches into the cities of Hayward and Pleasanton. From the Alameda County Resource Conservation District, Friends of San Lorenzo Creek, and the Tri-Cities Ecology Center, which supports it because it is the upper portion of a creek that flows through the Tri-Cities. And this also received unanimous support from the Sunol CAC on May 14th. Next slide. So the next potential PCA is called Regional Trail Connectors in the Working Landscape. This is about 30 square miles in northeastern Alameda County, and it closes a gap between two existing PCAs, so that round area, which is Bethany, and then to the west is the North Livermore area. Those are both already existing PCAs. This was proposed by the Agricultural Advisory Committee and emphasizes multi-use trails and trail connections as vital to the agricultural vitality of the area. It also supports multiple policies within ECAP, and Ag Advisory Committee voted unanimously on April 3rd in favor of this nomination and authorized the Trails Subcommittee to work with staff to develop this nomination further, and that's reflected in this map. Next slide, please. So the next is the South Bay Aqueduct Trail. This is a 3-mile-long proposed future trail along the South Bay Aqueduct from the northeast border of the South Livermore Valley northward to Interstate 580. Again, this was also proposed by the Ag Advisory Committee in support of its trails priorities. And this supports ECAP policies, emphasizing importance of trails, and was also supported unanimously by the Agricultural Advisory Committee. Next slide, please. So finally, in our suite of proposed PCAs, this area called Resilient Fairview, so the pink is Fairview, and then that hashed area is the area proposed as the priority conservation area. And what this does is it takes multiple layers of mapped areas that were of priority to the Fairview MAC and layers them on top of each other to create a single PCA. So what it really does is it looks at moderate and high fire severity zones, and it combines those with wooded riparian corridors. So essentially areas where areas of high fire risk in Fairview, which was noted as a not only by the Fairview MAC, but also by the Fairview Area Specific Plan as one of the highest priorities for the Fairview community. So on June 3rd, Fairview MAC voted to support an earlier draft of a PCA, which was just looking at creeks, and they nominated one of their members to work with staff to develop the nomination further. So this nomination reflects that work. Next slide, please. So on June 16th, we took this to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission was unable to reach the requisite 4 affirmative votes to make recommendations to your board, and they continued the item to today. However, today's meeting has been canceled, so we'll be unable to go back to them before that July 25th deadline. The vote was split. So there were 6 members present, 3 members were in favor of the nominations, 3 members were against the nominations. And the concerns against the nominations were largely to do with lack of trust of ABAG, not wanting to work with ABAG, concerns about the potential for additional regulation that would be imposed upon landowners, that there was a perception that additional regulation might be imposed upon landowners if these were to be adopted. And there was concern about going against the vote of the Castro Valley MAC. And on the other side, one of the members pointed out, for example, that another concern was that $8 million between the 9 Bay Area jurisdictions over a year is not very much money, and that we're not even guaranteed to get money out of this. So is it worth the effort to go through this? And on the other side, one of the commissioners pointed out that while this jurisdiction may or may not directly benefit from the funds in the PCA grant fund, this nomination highlights that your board, it highlights the importance that your board places upon these areas, and it actually makes them more attractive to other funders. So a PCA nomination is something that a local jurisdiction such as the county could point out in other grant applications as well. So it can actually make other grant applications stronger. So the vote ended up being split, and that is where we are. We do have to bring our decision to ABAG by July 25th. So somewhat limiting. Next slide, please. So just a note on CEQA. The nomination of PCAs and the accompanying resolutions are not a project under CEQA and are exempt from CEQA review. So next slide. So as I said, we'll bring this to your board on July 10th, and this timeline would allow us to meet ABAG's July 25th deadline for submittal. So thanks for hearing the presentation. Look forward to the discussion.
Thank you very much. I note that this is an item for which we will allow public comment. Any members of the public wishing to comment, now would be the time to fill out a speaker slip in person or raise your hand online. We'll take in-person speakers first and then online. Would the clerk please call speakers? Thank you.
Kelly Eberu. So since we're just doing discussion here, and this is not a real meeting, because it doesn't have a quorum, I'd like to bring up what was said at the Planning Commission last time they met, even though they don't want to meet again today, so they canceled the meeting. The chair of the commission was probably appointed by Supervisor Nate Miley. I'm pointing at an empty chair right there. And Chair Crawford said that you say the priority conservation area designation does not infringe on property rights. I don't trust MTC ABAG. I think probably the best example is they had already gone to the max and come to us, and staff was motoring through the presentation, trying not to point any attention to some of the onerous parts of that proposal, some very controversial proposals like, you know, just cause eviction, and, you know, they kind of use different terms for that. It wasn't until I actually stopped staff and started asking questions that we actually sort of brought to light what TOC was all about, and I don't think that Max looked at this before us, understood because the presentation by county staff was engineered to not really divulge that controversial information, and I think that's deceitful. I think it makes, you know, it brings to a point where you can't trust county staff. You certainly can't trust MTC staff. In fact, he also went on to say later that, and I think it hasn't happened in the past because it won't, doesn't mean it won't happen in the future. I think MTC has kind of shown itself to become a much more radical organization when it comes to land use. And if you don't enact all of these radical proposals that haven't been able to pass the normal processes, then you have to give us the $2 million back. And in fact, he also said, the problem is the Agricultural Advisory Committee is now majority environmentalist. It doesn't really represent the agricultural community like it used to. This is the judgment of the Planning Commission.
Caller, you're on the line. You have 2 minutes. Vanessa?
Hi, my name is Vanessa Rhodes, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself as a Fairview resident. I am in support of adopting the Resilient Fairview. I appreciate county staff, especially Ms. Arbs, work to qualify parts of our community with potential grants. In conversation with some of my neighbors, I'd like to note that we have a specific concern around fire safety and emergency egress routes. I'm hoping that the board can take these concerns into account when considering additional grants for eucalyptus abatement and creek cleanup. These potential projects can and should be integrated into the rationale. I also want to note that there is a lack of trust that property owners have in ABAG. And I want to encourage that any actions, assuming that this passes, that there's complete transparency, including notifying all residents and not allowing for access to private property or the development of any projects without property owners' explicit permission. That's my time. Thank you.
Bruce, you're on the line. You have 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Bruce King from Castro Valley. Friends of San Lorenzo Creek supports these PCA nominations. We believe that jurisdictions such as our county have a duty to lead in efforts to identify and enhance areas and places that are important for conservation, recreation, or other public benefits. This includes developing funding sources such as potential grants available for MTC and ABAG. The planning department has taken on this task with community input and identified areas with opportunities for urban greening, multi-use trails, fire risk reduction, flood and creek protection. PCAs are easier to identify when they're under the control of the jurisdiction and need enhancement, such as Hayward Area Recreation and Park District has identified many of their parks and trails and potential parks, and they're very good at leveraging available grants. Our county has identified some areas that are under the control of the county or a specific jurisdiction, but also community areas. Both approaches provide opportunities for grants. Our county's proposed nomination includes much of the San Lorenzo Creek Channel between the bay and 8 miles inland to Doncaster Reservoir. This includes reaches of the creek system that have rainbow and steelhead trout and are in need of fist passage mitigation. Unfortunately, our flood control and public works jurisdictions did not want their lands to be specifically called out as part of a PCA. In summary, we support these PCA nominations. Thank you.
Elizabeth, you're on the line. You have 2 minutes.
Good morning. Hi, this is Elizabeth, otherwise known as Liz Ames. I'm actually the vice chair of Tri-City Ecology Center. And we're a nonprofit representing the Tri-Cities of Fremont, Newark, and Union City. And we have decades of experience in community engagement to form these comprehensive strategies to protect ecosystems and communities through fiscal sustainability and climate resiliency. We do encourage the adoption and mitigation measures to prevent or slow down the overlapping threats of fire, flood, and water quality and ecological crises we're facing due to the climate crisis. The Tri-City community is dependent on the upper and lower watersheds of the Alameda Creek area. Runoff from Alameda Creek enters into our neighboring Niles Cone system. It's a Niles Cone groundwater basin that represents 40% of our drinking water during drought conditions. These watersheds are vitally linked, and before the water drains into the bay, it does enter into our groundwater system. So it's very essential that we keep these healthy corridors thriving. We support the unincorporated area PCAs as described in Exhibit A, and we do appreciate staff's recommendation and your future collaboration with the communities on this. I think timing couldn't be better to promote these PCAs to really lead in climate resiliency. So we will hope that the future of providing a safe haven for native plants and animals, to even preventing water quality, fire, and flood threats through the use of the robust and healthy riparian improvements, is really essential to a healthy ecosystem and community or communities. So appreciate your time. Thank you so much for considering this.
I have no more speakers for this item.
Okay, thank you very much. I just have a few questions. Page 2, that map of the Bay Area. It seems like there are lots of PCAs already out there. I'm wondering, does Alameda County... Do we know whether Alameda County is getting their fair share, our fair share, if you will, of the PCAs? I'm just looking at a lot of green that's outside of Alameda County and noting that $38 million has been allocated since 2013. How much have Alameda County received?
I can't speak to the cities specifically, but I did ask about the unincorporated areas. We have received one grant. So a couple things to note. Alameda County itself, so your board, has never nominated a PCA. So there's never been a PCA nominated by the county within unincorporated Alameda County. Those areas that were nominated that I pointed out, South Livermore, North Livermore, those were actually nominated by the city of Livermore, which doesn't mean that we're not eligible to apply for funds there. The county certainly could. And then those parks areas in East County, those were nominated by East Bay Regional Parks District. So this would represent the first time that your board would be making nominations. The county has an agency within the county, so the Public Works Agency, has applied for funding twice to this program. Once it was funded, and it was for, I think, under $200,000, for a trails program along Niles Canyon, trails improvement program along Niles Canyon. That was in 2019. they applied for another grant that was for a farm to market project out on Tesla Road. I don't have the details of that. I wasn't able to get them. They did not receive that grant. So apart from that, as far as I've been able to find out, the county has never applied for these grants. And I'm guessing in part that that's because we never made nominations and we're maybe not tuned to the opportunity.
So then thank you for that. And thank you for the presentation as well. Very informative. As I look at the North Livermore Valley, South Livermore Valley, Bethany Reservoir area, potential Tesla area, Cedar Mountain area, Duarte Canyon area, are those that those are existing?
They are.
And so I'm just curious how we set the boundaries of that. So the potential Tesla, Cedar Mountain, Bethany, they just seem to be.
Yeah.
I mean, and the reason I say that, we've gotten, I don't know, I will say in trouble by forming maps with just indiscriminate large swaths and calling it something, putting it on a ballot and having it voted by the people of Alameda County.
Right.
And you know, left with no option but to change that with the county vote. This doesn't put us in that position.
No, your board can change. Your board could take an action on Thursday, should you wish. It's not something that's proposed, but if your board wants to make recommendations to change these, to change the boundaries of these areas that exist within unincorporated Alameda County, you would have the authority to make those recommendations to ABAG.
And every 3 years or so when they come up, we could, okay, all right. And then this allows us to be eligible to apply for grants. It doesn't give us any grants.
Okay. Exactly.
And then I had another question. So Sunol, in Sunol, it's a bunch of creeks all throughout Sunol. And we've talked about creeks before. Creeks, some creeks are known to be creeks by everyone. Some creeks are thought to be creeks by some, but not others. It's very confusing. These are creeks, bona fide creeks, known to be creeks. Everyone agrees these are creeks.
So these creeks came from a map that was provided by the Public Works Agency. It is from the 2015 USGS maps, and I know that there has been debate as to how creeks are defined in the Water Course Protection Ordinance. And something that's important to note is that this is not regulatory. This does not change the way that creeks are regulated in this jurisdiction, so makes no changes to the Water Course Protection Ordinance. Creeks that would be nominated as PCAs by your board would continue to be regulated in the same way that they already are. So if they're designated under the Water Course Protection Ordinance, they would be under the purview of the county. If not, they would continue to be under the purview of the state. So it would make no material difference as far as how the creeks are regulated. It would simply make those areas eligible for funding.
Did we pick the 2015 map, or did somebody propose it?
It's sort of in the early stages of putting these nominations together. I was in search of the most complete creeks map that I could find, and I asked the Public Works Agency for that, and this is what they provided.
And so then I've heard that people that live along the creeks may be able to then apply for funding to help them maintain, say, the vegetation around their creek backyard, creek beds?
So at this point, I haven't seen, ABAG hasn't released their grant criteria for 2025, but in the past, individual landowners are not eligible to apply on their own for this funding. So typically what happens if it's something that involves private land would be that an agency like the Alameda County Resource Conservation District would work with landowners to, you know, be sure that they are interested. So nobody can be forced to participate in a grant program on their land. But for interested landowners along a creek who wish to work with an agency, and special districts would be eligible, the county would be eligible, nonprofits would be eligible, that's how they could, that's how a landowner could access these funds, would be through an eligible agency.
Okay, so for example, the caller that worked for the Ecology Center, that group, I'm assuming they're a nonprofit, they could apply.
Yes.
Tri-Valley Conservancy can apply.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that I mean, at least based on the criteria for 2024.
I'm trying to understand better, and maybe you can help me. I mean, this notion of distrust, I get. But where, as you've stated, this is not imposing new regulation. So is it this fear that, I'm guessing, that if you name something as a PCA, that later that can be used as evidence or rationale that you should impose new regulations. You should restrict property owners' rights because of this.
That's my perception.
Has that ever been used for that?
Not to the best of my knowledge. So, I mean, I guess I can point to what the evidence that we do have within unincorporated Alameda County, which is the fact that South Livermore Valley, for example, is a PCA. All of it already is. And your board just passed changes, major changes, to the zoning in South Livermore Valley. And the fact that that area was a PCA never once came up in that discussion.
Yeah. And so, in fact, it went the other way. It allowed for a loosening of restrictions.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing that I did learn sort of in just conversations about this is that the only time that I have heard of the PCA designation being used by an external agency in any way was actually from the Tri-Valley Conservancy. They said, oh yeah, we knew that South Livermore Valley was a PCA and we have mentioned it in grant applications. And it has made our grant applications to other agencies stronger because it points out that these areas are a priority for the region.
Yeah. I don't know that we can codify this in any way, but I would just be on record as saying I would not want our, because we're stating affirmatively that this doesn't change, that I would not evaluate future regulatory change, I would not use this as I might use other sources of data, but I would exclude this from my decision making because indeed it was discussed as not having regulatory weight. But I don't need to codify that. I'll just be on record as saying that. And I hope that would alleviate people's concerns. I don't know. I'm sure we'll hear between now and Thursday. A little bit more about that. Between now and Thursday, if this passes, we have till the 25th, you have everything you need then?
Yes.
To make the applications or the nominations?
Yeah, so once we have, should your board choose to pass it, if we have a resolution from your board, then we can move forward with the remainder of the steps. Yeah, we have everything else we need.
And I note that we get information as board members from a wide variety of inputs. And we have to put it all together and balance things out. And while I probably agree with some of what everybody says, I might not agree with everything that anybody says, sort of. This seems like something we should be highly considering. What is going to be our process for making sure that we hit the ground running as soon as these are identified and approved, and when will they be approved, and how are we going to go get our fair share of the goodness here?
Yeah, I think that is, it's an exciting next step to consider, and it's something that I've been thinking about. How, you know, should these be adopted? At what point would the grant application be open, and should we be putting a call out to the MACs, the Agricultural Advisory Committee, to begin identifying projects within these areas in advance of that. Certainly once the nominations are, once the grant cycle is open, I was thinking, you know, with your board's direction that I would go back around to the MACs and the Agricultural Advisory Committee and let them know that it's open and start to collect ideas for projects that folks would like to pursue. I do know that the Eden Area MAC specifically noted they were very excited about the possibility of these additional grant funds for the environmental justice priority communities, and they noted that they hope that there would be an equitable process for making sure that we're not scrambling and sort of fighting in fighting for these limited funds, and that so it's just something to consider that we want to make sure that the county is putting forth its strongest applications for the greatest benefit.
Okay. I think it's probably the Bethany Reservoir area and connecting trails. As I understand it, and I don't know the exact details. I wish I did. But there's a potentially very exciting and large project called Crest to Coast.
Mm.
And this would be from the mountain ranges up in Calaveras County.
Wow.
And being able to form a trail that goes all the way through to the bay, Crest to Coast. And there's a little section in Alameda County and Contra Costa County that needs to be connected. Is that why the Bethany Reservoir area, or was that just, like, how did that pop up?
So Bethany, that sort of circle, it looks like a donut, the larger nomination, the Bethany area had already been nominated. So that was nominated by East Bay Regional Parks almost 2 decades ago. But the area around Bethany, the reason that the Agricultural Advisory Committee was interested in that is that it covered, I think they have 4 or 5 major trail priorities, like long-range trail priorities. And I believe that the one you're mentioning is one of them. And they wanted the nomination in that area because it covered 2 of the 4 of their major priorities. The other was the South Bay Aqueduct Trail. And then the fourth was covered by the Tesla Park area nomination that already exists.
Was Larry Goslin part of that?
Yes, yes.
He's all over the press.
Yeah.
Okay. That could be a very cool project. Well, cautiously optimistic that... that we're able to, and I think this presentation goes a long way in just explaining and getting to alleviate some people's fears. Still listening to them. I still want to know if we're addressing them or if they have some things that we're not understanding. Indicate my support. We're not taking a vote because we can't. Supervisor Miley on the line? By any chance? Not if he wants to raise his hand, he could. So with that said, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Anything else? No? I should note, we should be having a meeting. We should be able to participate, even with Supervisor Miley not here. Technology should allow for that. Unfortunately, our legislative system doesn't allow for that. We can't by law. But you put a lot of effort into this, and I appreciate that. And I don't know, this is your 6th or 7th or 8th meeting with this. Almost there. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we'll move past this item to near adjournment, the only other item being public comment on items not on the agenda.
And I would just like to point out, President Halbert, that this is not a meeting, so that requirement of having general public comment hinges on meetings. And it's at your discretion whether you want to take general comment right now, but we just had a discussion.
Yes, I appreciate that. Discussion purposes only. Anybody? Speakers list.
Kelly, approve.
Thank you for that notation.
Yeah, the lawyers are always happy to reduce public comment. I'm looking at a map of the Bethany Reservoir, and there's a California Aqueduct bikeway goes straight in to the upper portion of the reservoir. And even better, they have a Bethany Reservoir State Recreation Area right there. So the state of California is taking care of us. with bikes, with hiking, with recreation. And this is the kind of thing that Alameda County should be doing too, don't you think? Secondly, when we talk about, it should be noted that 30 or more children died in the hill country of Central Texas, north of San Antonio. I don't know if any of you have ever been there, but I have. And those children died, and now the government agencies, you know, they have counties, and the counties are pointing at the National Weather Service saying, you didn't tell us exactly how much rain was going to fall from the sky, although they said a lot of rain was going to, but it wasn't exact enough for them. And you didn't tell us exactly how high the rivers and the creeks were going to rise. And they didn't, but they said they were going to rise, but it wasn't exact enough for them. So now 30 children are dead, and other people are saying, well, what about the warning systems along the rivers? They had warning stations that were failing, and they had inadequate warnings. People, they really didn't have good measurements of how much water was coming along the rivers, and maybe they were talking about better warning systems. And finally, this is an agenda put out by the clerk of the board, and it says that there was a public meeting here today. Scheduled for a public meeting. Now, you can cancel public meetings whenever you want, but it is our contention that you cannot hold fake public meetings without a quorum. And when you don't have a quorum, you must cancel them or adjourn them. And that will be made very clear soon. Thank you.
I have no more speakers for public comment.
Very good. Then we will not adjourn because it's not a meeting, but we will leave our discussion at this point. Thank you all.
Thank you.